the late, great Jesse Norman, who we lost nearly a year ago now, September of 2019. And her voice is dearly, dearly missed as a singer, but also as a cultural force within America. And she, along with others, are put in the spotlight in a new documentary now with a Canadian twist. You're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture.
As you is my woman now. You is, and you must laugh and sing and dance for two instead.
It's the baritone of Kenneth Overton, a celebrated performer, sought after, constantly touring. And Kenneth is also one of the producers of a new feature documentary titled Black Opera and the host of a set of conversations with three Canadian performers slated to take place on August 28th. Kenneth will speak with beloved Grammy and Juno award-winning singer Misha Brugger-Gossman, opera, jazz and gospel star Audrey Dubois-Harris, and international opera leading lady Authalie Graham. The 90-minute event is Black Opera Live Canada. The Black Opera Project began with the idea for a feature-length documentary that explores Black lives and culture within opera stateside. Names like Leontine Price, Grace Bunbury, Simon Estes, George Shirley, Martina Arroyo, and Jesse Norman, who we just heard from. These are people who not only found a path forward within an art form riddled with racial restrictions, but also people who had to navigate the tumultuous civil rights movement outside of theaters and rehearsal halls. Those names and others created an energy within the genre that has clearly budged the gates of arts and culture. The documentary started shooting in January, which was tough timing, the pandemic putting hurdles in front of the production. Several key interviews have been shot with more to go, but that hasn't stopped the Black Opera team. And on August 28th, be a part of the conversation with three of Canada's brightest opera sopranos. Black Opera Live, Canada.
The sun, the loss is lost.
And joining me now, just outside of New York City, baritone Kenneth Overton is here. Welcome to the Oasis.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
What was it about the elevator pitch for this documentary that put you on board? You're a busy guy. You perform a lot. What spoke to you here to say, I'm going to take some time for this?
Yeah, well, you know, if you had told me I was going to be an associate producer on a film a year and a half ago, I would have thought you were nuts. This is not my sort of wheelhouse, or at least it wasn't, but it combined so many of the things that I love: history, Black history, and the six people that we're featuring in this documentary are all heroes of mine. I have photos of them in my home. My, you know, record collection is full of their performances. So to be able to help celebrate them in this way, it was a no-brainer.
You know, I was watching an NBA game last night, not only in isolation right now, but with big permanent wording painted into the court, Black Lives Matter. We're at such a precipice here, a real turning point within culture. What has this last 3 or 4 months meant to this work and this project?
It's sort of interesting in that one of the avenues that we wanted to discuss in the film was that five of the six of them were at the peak of their careers during another incredible time in American history, which was the Civil Rights Movement.
Sure.
And so I feel like we're in the Civil Rights Movement part two again. And so to celebrate them along with artists that are also doing something similar is quite amazing.
You're listening to baritone Kenneth Overton here on The Oasis. It is the New Classical FM. The documentary is Black Opera. The speaker series is Black Opera Live, and we'll get a Canadian edition, which we're about to talk about. You started making this documentary film well before the riots and the international conversation really geared up again in the spring, like you were just mentioning. Mm-hmm. What was your team reacting to artistically when, what was Martina Arroyo and Simon Estes and Jesse Norman, what were they up against when they were actually working with others and performing and trying to crack into this industry?
You know, it's interesting. The ones that we have been able to speak to this point, particularly George Shirley, he said that he just wanted to be the best that he could be and to do the work. But he did have people in his corner, mostly people who did not look like him, who recognized the gift and poured their energy and time and talent into him. And he sort of soared and was able to do what he said God put him on earth to do. And so I think they all have sort of a similar pattern and journey in that way, that they all had help from Europeans, from white Americans that recognized the gift and wanted to help them express it.
So that's the film side, and we're going to learn more about those stories when we actually get to see it. But let's talk about what you've been up to and what you're doing on the 28th, Black Opera Live. This is something you've been doing stateside for months now. You're going to speak with Misha Brugger-Gossman during this 90-minute broadcast in a few weeks, and several others. Friend of this program, by the way. She actually took to Facebook and Instagram when the protests over the death of George Floyd were starting to happen, and I think it was sort of a command performance for her to get out in front of the conversation about racial barriers within the genre. Her words and ideas, I found, when listening, very complex for those who tuned in. She touched on being the only Black woman in the room, or the only Black person even. And I'm sure you've experienced that. You just talked about how that was the case for some of the historical figures here. How do you prepare for that and just deal with that and put on your socks in the morning and confront that part of the job?
You know, there is no manual for it. And when I was in conservatory, they don't prepare you for what real life is going to be like, what it's going to look like. And so when you arrive to, say, do La Boheme and you're the only Black person in the room, I personally feel the weight of all of my people on my shoulders. And it forces me to do the best that I can. It forces me to rise to 150% of myself. And that is both, it has a sense of pride and a sense of responsibility and pressure.
Yeah. There is change, both in the classical ensemble world and, of course, the vocal world of opera. Are you feeling that change? Are you feeling like this is all part and parcel what you're doing here as well?
Yeah, I feel a change is happening. It's happening slowly. But it is happening. And I think in conjunction with the pandemic, on top of the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery, all of those things, being trapped in the house and being forced to watch it, have sort of ignited the industry in a very visceral way.
Yeah.
And I think it was a wake-up call that it desperately needed. So I think change is coming, and I think because the world has their eyes on the industry, and artists and audiences alike are going to hold artistic organizations to the fire and see to it that the changes are actually made.
I know the voices you have and what you're going to put together for this conversation is going to be fascinating. I know we're going to get a lot out of it. So we're really looking forward to it. A 90-minute special broadcast Friday, August 28th, 7 p.m. Eastern on Facebook and Instagram. The handle at Black Opera Film. And featuring the man you're listening to, Kenneth Overton, in conversation with three of Canada's brightest opera sopranos, Misha Brugger-Gossman, Audrey Dubois-Harris, and Othilie Graham as well. And Kenneth, just wonderful that you've put this together. Has there been something that through these conversations so far that you've gleaned, that you maybe you've learned something through this process so far?
Yeah, well, I've learned that I like hosting. Your job is pretty fun. I
right.
hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
But yeah.
You know, my friend Misha, I'm actually friends with all three of the ladies, and I've actually performed with all of them. And my first performance in Canada was in Montreal with Misha, and we were Porgy and Bess together. And so we've been friends for the last 6 years or so. And she called me to the carpet. She said, "Hey, I see you doing all of this arts advocacy for Black Americans. I'm waving my hand here as a Black woman from Canada. Can we discuss it?" And so I called on my other two friends, Othilie and Audrey, and wanted to unpack what it looks like to be a Black woman from Canada in the arts. And they're all moms, and they all have wonderful careers. And so we're going to talk about all of that stuff.
And I think there will be elements of it you will understand if you're maybe new to the conversation, but there will be surprising elements as well, I'm sure. Kenneth, great.
Yes.
Great to speak with you, and I'm so glad you're enjoying, holding court at your tables.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being with us, and you're listening to The Oasis here on the New Classical FM.